The Seafarer from the Anglo-Saxon by Ezra Pound. Recorded for LibriVox.org by Alan Drake. May I from my own self-song's truth reckon, journey's jargon, how I in harsh days hardship endured oft. Bitter breast cares have I abided, known on my keel many a care's hold and dire sea surge, and there I oft spent narrow night watch nigh the ship's head, while she tossed close to cliffs. Coldly afflicted, my feet were by frost benumbed. Chill its chains are. Chafing sighs hew my heart round, and hunger begot mere weary mood, lest man know not that he on dry land loveliest liveth. List how I, care-wretched, on ice-cold sea, weathered the winter, watched outcasts deprived of my kinship, hung with hard ice-flakes, where hailscud flew. There I heard naught save the harsh sea and the ice-cold wave. At whiles the swan cries, did for my games the gannet's clamor. Sea-fowl's loudness was for me laughter, the muse singing all my mead-drink. Storms, on the stone-cliffs beaten, fell on the stern in icy feathers. Full off the eagle screamed with a spray on his pinion. Not any protector may make merry man faring needy. This he little believes, who I in winsome life abides mid burghers some heavy business, wealthy and wine-flushed, how I weary oft must abide above brine. Nearest nightshade snoweth from north, frost froze the land, hail fell on earth then, corn of the coldest, nastless there knocketh now. The heart's thought that I on high stream the salt wavy tumult transverse alone, moaneth always my mind's lust that I fare forth, that I afar hence seek out a foreign fastness. For this there's no mood lofty man above earth's mist, not though he be given his good, but will have in his youth greed, nor his deed to the daring, nor his king to the faithful, but shall have his sorrow for seafare, whatever his lord will. He hath not heart for harping, nor in ring-having, nor winsomeness to wife, nor world's delight, nor any wit else save the wave's slash. Yet longing comes upon him to fare forth on the water. Bosk taketh blossom, cometh beauty of berries, fields to fairness, land fares briskier. All this admonisheth man eager of mood, the heart turns to travel, so that he then thinks on floodways to be far departing. Cuckoo calleth with gloomy crying, he singeth summerwood, bodeth sorrow, the bitter heart's blood. Burgher knows not, he the prosperous man, what some perform where wandering them wildest draweth, so that, but now, my heart bursts from my breastlock. My mood, midst the mere flood over the whale's acre, would wander wild. My earth's shelter cometh off to me, eager and ready, the crying lone flyer, wets for the whale path the heart irresistibly o'er trails of ocean, seeing that anyhow my lord deems to me this dead life on lone and on land. I believe not that any earth-wheel eternal standeth, save there be somewhat calamitous, that ere a man's tide go, turn it to twain. Disease or oldness or sword-hate beats out the breath from doom-gripped body. And for this, every earl whatever, for those speaking after, laud the living, boasteth some last word that he will work ere he passed onward. Frame on the fair earth gainst foes his malice, daring ado, so that all men shall honor him after, and his laud beyond them remain mid the English, aye, forever, a lasting life's blast, delight mid the doughty, days little durable, and all arrogance of earthen riches. There come now no kings, nor Caesars, nor gold-giving lords like those gone. However in mirth most magnified, whoever lived in life most lordliest, drear all excellence, delights undurable, warneth the watch, but the world holdeth. Tombs hideth trouble, the blade is laid low. Earthly glory ageth and seareth, no man at all going the earth's gate. But age fares against him, his face paleth, gray-haired he groaneth, knows gone companions, lordly men, are to earth's overgiven. Nor may he then the flesh cover whose life ceaseth, nor eat the sweet, nor feel the sorry, nor stir hand, nor think in mid-heart. And though he strew the grave with gold, his born brothers, their buried bodies, be an unlikely treasure hoard. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.